Mind Games, a novel by Kimberly Hughes Hanley. Chapter 1, On Pins and Needles. Wednesday, 5:07 p.m.
Owie! No! Stop it! That hurts! What are you doing? Ouch! No!
The voices in the back seat slowly melted into a daydream.
Where are you taking me? Where are the children? I want to know. Answer me. What have you done with...
Owie, that's mine.
John, help me. Please, no, stop it.
The woman swerved to avoid a head-on collision with a squirrel. That same nightmare she had relived almost weekly since the day Jonathan Bannister disappeared. But the commotion going on behind her successfully arrested the vision. For that, she was grateful.
No! Stop it! No! You stop it!
No! Stop! Gimme! Owie! That hurts!
Mommy, make him stop!
Whined the girl in the back seat of the Cadillac, she tussling with her older brother for possession of a handheld computer game.
No! You both stop it now!
Hollered the woman as she maneuvered the brown tank along the winding road toward a pale yellow garage. Across the paved road, nestled atop a gentle sloping hill, stood an elegant Tudor home, ivy creeping its mauve window trim like green icing, and colorful rose bushes framing its corners. A dazzling sky, bursting with shimmering hues of gold and purple, pressed against its back. West of the home, the setting sun faded behind an ocean of green grass. Soon, orange and red streaks would play peekaboo as they danced across the grayish-blue heavens, glinting the hilltop's edge. Glimpsing the ominous rain clouds that slowly gathered south of her home, the olive-complexioned woman stepped from the driver's side of the car and whisked a few strands of hair from her gray eyes. Those salient orbs, rimmed by fertile coal, were cool enough to melt a salacious man's heart if she stared his way. Pleasantly plump, the 40-year-old flaunted her curvaceous figure 8 beneath a white tailored skirt suit, but sadness marred her comely visage. Idly, she stood watching her 12-year-old chase his younger sister from the other side of the vehicle. His jet-black curls and olive skin he inherited from his mother, but her strawberry blonde tresses concealed the evidence, and the silky ringlets that bounced atop her golden head made her dark coloring seem more a year-round tan than all natural. The boy also had the woman's smoldering looks. His sable eyes, set deep in their sockets, could penetrate a censoring soul. His 8-year-old sister, chiseled with delicate features and fairer skin than he, took after their father. Her long hair, teased into soft puffs, hung at the sides of her temples like the ears of a lop-eared rabbit. Tied at each end were two matching bows to accent the red ribbon that weaved around the bottom edge of her lacy white dress. Several tendrils of natural blonde locks framed her creamy white skin and velvet blue eyes. Despite her brother's aggravating spoofs, which he so loved to inflict, the child's demeanor remained relatively unchanged, very ladylike for a child of her age. The boy lashed hard at her hair, yelling,
"Giddy up, donkey!"
as they emerged from the rear seat. Perturbed by her brother's continual pranks, she shook loose from his grip and circled front of the car, seeking refuge behind their mother. Mistakenly, she sneered and poked her tongue out. Tony naturally would not let this minor insurrection pass unnoticed, and he chased after her, unwittingly tugging at their mother's skirt to propel himself faster around. He latched onto her hair and bridled her under his command. The woman had just smoothed the crinkles from her skirt when they began encircling her, screaming and arguing at the tops of their lungs.
"Tony! Jennifer, behave yourselves! Your father would not tolerate this behavior!"
Melissa Bannister scolded. Jennifer whined.
"Dad is not here anymore, so he doesn't really care anyway, 'cause he's never coming back. Owie!"
she screeched. Tony had locked his fingers around both ponytails.
"Shut up, you donkey!"
he shrieked uncontrollably, spittle flying from his mouth.
"You don't know what you're talking about. You don't know anything."
Tears streamed down his face, fury hard in his eyes. He wrenched Jennifer's hair even tighter around his fists. She screeched louder with every grueling twist.
You take that back! Now! Dad is coming back! You just wait!
Cutting between the children to unleash the girl from her brother's unrelenting grip, Melissa Bannister caressed their napes, reassuring them both with a warm smile.
Calm down, Tony. Jennifer's as distraught over Dad's disappearance as we are. You know that, son. Now come on. You're the oldest, and you have to start behaving like it. I know it's hard to do sometimes, but you know Dad wouldn't like you acting up this way, let alone against your little sister. Straighten up now, and be the little tyke he would have you be, she diplomatically chastened the boy. Come along. Tony stole an occasional glare her way, his droopy puppy eyes aimed mostly toward the ground. Carla's probably waiting for us, continued the woman without giving notice to his shame-faced leers. She did not want the boy to feel any worse than he obviously now felt. The children pouted as they trudged across the road, pretending to be indifferent to the whole matter, when in reality they were covertly trying to outpace each other.